Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
Hello, welcome on into today's conversation with me, Rebecca Allen. I'm a career and personal branding expert and work with my clients to help them raise their credibility within their companies and build their executive profiles. And today I'm having a bit of a change of tactic because often we talk about leadership, often we talk about branding, but today I want to talk to you about celebration. And the reason I want to talk about celebration is, A, it's something that is extremely important to me in my own life and in my own business. I will celebrate anything, quite frankly. I love a good party and I love a good celebration and acknowledgement of where we've come and where we're going to. But also because I think it's a really great way to start building your brand and credibility, building trust with people, building engagement with your team by celebrating with them, celebrating successes with them. And often I think when we talk about celebrating at work, we are drawn to that idea of a team lunch or, you know, team drinks. And we all know that that doesn't always cut it. And I think the reason why that doesn't always cut it is it's not everyone's idea of celebration is getting together and having a lunch. For some people, that is the last thing that they want to do to celebrate as a team. And actually, it can backfire. I think sometimes you can take people for a lunch, for example, thinking that it's showing them that they're recognized, thinking that you're showing that you appreciate them, when in fact, if they don't value it in the first place, they actually just go away from the lunch still feeling unrecognized and still feeling disjointed from the team even. So I think it's important to acknowledge effort and celebrate wins because that's really what glues a team together, that sort of a learning experience, that learning journey that you go to together. And as the leader of a team, that will help you build trust and credibility, not just with the team, but also with the senior stakeholders around you. So what I want to do today is I just want to throw out some different ideas. I've actually got 17 different ideas that you can actually use to celebrate with your team more effectively. Some of them may be, you know, obvious to you, and some of them might be a little bit more left field. And I'd love you to consider the value of doing something as a team, as a cohort, where you're just celebrating success, you're acknowledging success. And the thing that I've learned is that none of these things need to be huge. None of these things need to be take lots of time and be time consuming, but they can be small things. They can be little things. But I think the consistency is what matters here. It's about celebrating on a regular basis as a cohort, as a group, and looking at ways in which you can acknowledge what everybody has been doing in the team. So let's get straight into it. You might want a pad and a pencil with you, so that you can think about which one of these really resonates with you most and choose a few that you can kind of start to implement within your team environment. So, I mean, the obvious first one is to celebrate results, to celebrate the success both of the individuals and of the team as a whole. And you can do that with the team. You can do that privately. You can do that publicly. And I think it's really important to know which one of those is the right thing to do because every single individual appreciates that feedback differently. Some people really like that big show of affection, if you like, publicly, and other people really would much prefer that to be done privately. But you can also think about celebrating results in terms of managing up as well. Like, how can you share the results of your team with the senior stakeholders around you? You know, taking ownership as the leader of the team because you want to kind of own your value, but you also want to acknowledge the impact and the input that the team has had. So the second one is around celebrating any positive press or marketing that goes out around the team or around the business as a whole and looking at how you can make that marketing activity public to the team? Like, is there a place within the team environment, for example, where you could post that kind of thing, have it on the wall, for example? Or, you know, is it something that you would email around? Is it something you would address in a team meeting? But I think making sort of people aware of what's going on outside of the organization is also really important. So think about marketing activity. Think about press coverage that you might have received as a team or as an organization. The third idea is to celebrate promotions that happen in the team. You can talk specifically about the actions that people have taken to get those promotions, for example. You want to kind of make it really, really clear how it, you know, what kind of behaviors are required in this group to be acknowledged from a promotional perspective. But celebrating promotions is also another way to acknowledge the impact that people have had within the team environment. Following on from that, you can also celebrate specific behaviors. I'm a big believer in celebrating behavior because behavior is an action, if you like, that everybody can see, everybody can copy as well. So you, if you sort of pull out somebody in the group environment, in a team meeting, for example, and you say, look, Janice has been amazing this week because she has done X, Y, and Z. And then you're basically pointing out to the group, these are the behaviors that are going to get the recognition. It's a means also to curtail negative behavior, if you like. So it's making it really clear, if you want to get recognition in this team, this is the kind of thing that you need to be doing. Talking about behavior is awesome, like I say, because it's, you know, it's activity that anybody can replicate if they wanted to. And you're basically giving them the opportunity to step up and start behaving how you really want them to behave. It's a really useful technique when you're leading a team to talk specifically about behaviors. Another way that we can celebrate is by celebrating people who are returning to a team. So say, for example, you've had somebody who's been away on long service leave or for an extended holiday, or maybe they've been on maternity or paternity leave and you're welcoming them back into the team. I think it's so important to make them feel like they belong right from the outset. And I think I've had feedback from women returning to work after having children, for example. And I know how crushed they can feel where they just sort of turn up and nobody really acknowledges that they've reappeared. And, you know, they've just been through this really, really sort of challenging few months with a new baby. And all they want to do is just to feel like they belong back in the workplace. So, you know, make it a big deal when somebody comes back and joins back into the team and make them feel like they belong back from day one and sort of feel like they were missed in the team environment. Equally, you can obviously celebrate somebody who's joining a new team member, for example. You can make a big deal of them. You can introduce them around. It's important to explain their job description, their role within the team, so it's crystal clear what this person's coming in to do. And so it's abundantly clear. So to everybody who's existing in the team, you know, who this person is and welcome them in, welcome them into the group. You know, all connected, we can look at individuals within the group and look at what's important to them. So I think valuing what's really important to each individual team player is important. So you might, for example, celebrate a cultural tradition that's just happened. And maybe one of your team members has gone off to celebrate something like Diwali or Chinese New Year or something like that. You might celebrate work anniversaries. You might celebrate people's birthdays. They're all really useful individual ways to acknowledge the people in the group and make their values seem and feel important to everybody else as well. So I think it's about understanding what they value and you showing that you value it too. Obviously, you can celebrate individual performance where people go above and beyond what was expected of them. I think that's a really interesting way to celebrate and to talk again about specific behaviors that that person took over to deliver at that level. Right, we're on to number 11 already of my 17-point list here. I hope you're getting loads of really cool ideas as to how you can bring greater celebration and excitement and joy into the group and make people feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. I think that is the in sort of fundamental aspect of engagement that is so, so important, is that making us all feel like we're part of something that's bigger than ourselves. And I think by doing that, we are connecting with one another and sort of showing one another that each of us matters to one another and that, you know, there's that sort of camaraderie in the group. So this number 11 is really fun because I've had clients explain this idea to me before. I've had clients who've said this works really well, and I thought I was going to throw this into the mix. And I've come up with some really fun ideas of my own to add to it. It's this idea of having an award ceremony. So like maybe once a year, you have a fun annual sort of dinner or something like that, where you all get together and, you know, the leaders of the team or the leaders of the group, for example, might give out awards. Maybe peers to peers could give out awards to one another. But you host this sort of funny annual awards event. Awards that I've thought of are the person you'd most want to be marooned on an island with, for example. So who would you like to be deserted on a desert island with for 3 months? You know, who would that be? Kind of, you know, talking about the person you kind of like hanging out with the most. Maybe you'd have a bottom line award. So somebody who's always coming in on budget. Maybe you would have the Lark Award for somebody who's always punctual, for somebody who always delivers on time. Maybe you have the Best Beard Award, just because I think that's a super fun one to do. Maybe you have a skydiving award for the person who takes the most calculated risks. So think about, you know, bringing in fun ideas as well as genuinely, you know, where somebody's made an impact on the business. How can you make that into a fun award system that you, you know, do every year and people look forward to? My 12th idea that I'm sharing with you today is this idea of peer-to-peer support. So I think it's important to acknowledge and celebrate when, you know, somebody in a team helps another member of the team. I've seen really healthy work environments, work cultures work best where people are not in it for themselves and where people genuinely want to see their friends and their peers succeed around them. It does happen, 100% it happens. There are some really effective cultures where that's really, really working well. And it's interesting to look at that. Adobe is one of those examples where, you know, you're actually genuinely wanting to see everybody around you succeed. So I think, you know, that idea of peer-to-peer support, how can you celebrate that happening? Again, it's behavioral, right? So you're pulling out a key behavior of two people in the team where it's working really well. Celebrate that, because that's about collaborating and sharing ideas, being efficient with time, and coming out with a better solution at the end. I think another idea is around, you know, rather than just having these huge, huge, big goals that we're looking to achieve as a team, it's important to have milestones. It's important to have little chunky goals that you are looking to achieve as a group. They might be weekly, they might be fortnightly, they might be quarterly. But I would suggest that they are really bite-sized, so fortnightly, probably monthly, because you want to keep people engaged and on track. And if you're only ever celebrating right at the end of a project, then it means that up until that point, there's nothing really exciting to acknowledge. We're all feeling a bit flat. We're all feeling like, you know, what's the point of this? Why are we doing this in the first place? But I think if you have those little milestones along the way, then it gives everybody that opportunity to re-engage with the project, to understand why we're doing this project, to acknowledge the wins and the progress that we're making. So having that ability to track the milestones, you could even have some sort of visual representation of that in your team area where you can see the uplift or the change or the impact that you're making as a team. That's a really great way to keep people engaged and excited. We can also look at celebration from a different angle. So say, for example, the team has been through a particularly challenging period of time. Maybe there's been quite seismic change going on that you've all had to kind of deal with and work out. Maybe you've been solving really challenging problems and dilemmas in the team and you've come out the other side. So it's about sort of understanding, you know, celebrating that resilience, if you like, that problem solving. I think that's a really important thing to acknowledge. Similarly, if the team has gone through a period where it's had a big learning, maybe it's had a really difficult challenge to deal with, is to look at how we can learn from the challenge. Is another way to look at celebration, is how can we learn from this? How can we move forwards? Let's celebrate the learning. With the idea that we're not going to repeat the same mistake, for example, but that we're celebrating that process of learning. I've got a couple more to share with you. The other one that I wanted to share was this idea around challenging ideas. So, you know, a lot of companies talk about being innovative, but unless you're really genuinely celebrating innovation, unless you're genuinely celebrating when people critique each other's ideas in a kind of rapportful way, unless we're really celebrating and encouraging people to do that, then we're not really innovative at all. So I think if you have this vision and this value of innovation as an organization or as a team even, then you have to find ways to celebrate when people actually innovate, when people actually challenge the status quo, where people actually challenge whether or not, you know, we've been doing this the same way for 20 years. That's why we do it. Well, why are we doing it like that? Let's look at some alternative ways in which we can, you know, do this maybe better. So I think we have to celebrate it when people do challenge and make it safe for people to challenge. And then the last thing that I wanted to share with you was this idea around celebrating rest. We spend so much time focusing on the results and driving forwards and driving outcomes and managing change and leading. And quite frankly, we need to also celebrate our well-being and celebrate when people have time off, celebrate the holidays people take, find out what happened on those holidays, really understand that life is much more than just work and that we should be celebrating the learnings that we have outside of the workplace just as much, because that experience that we learn when we're out of the office and out of those four walls adds huge value to the organization when we come back. So it should be celebrated and it should be acknowledged. Even those weekends off where we have time with family, let's celebrate that time that we have, that time to connect and to belong with people who, you know, we love dearly and who love us back. But those sorts of things should be acknowledged regularly. And I hope you're seeing through today's episode that A, I love to celebrate, but B, more importantly, that it can really galvanize a team. It's really about recognition. It's about gratitude. And it's about fun. And it's about injecting fun and joy into the workplace in a way that we often can forget in this pursuit, in this hot pursuit for delivering results and being on top of everything. Let's just take a step back every so often to acknowledge what we've already achieved and to acknowledge everybody's impact and the team's kind of collective impact on delivering against those results, and taking a step back to just acknowledge the people and the humans around us who are involved in these projects and what's important to them and what matters to them. Because if you're a leader that really sort of understands how important that is, you're already going to be streets ahead of so many leaders out there who, you know, are just focused on results all the time, focused on outcomes and delivering results. So I hope you really, really love today's podcast show. I really enjoyed putting it together, actually, because it's a subject that you can probably tell is quite close to my heart. I'm a big believer in finding joy in everything that we do. And look, if you would love to talk with somebody about your career and your brand and building your profile and being a more effective leader, then I would love to help you out. You can find loads of information at our website, illuminate.com.au. And we've got a blog, so you can just put a /blog on there. There's loads of information on our blog. Of course, subscribe to this podcast. We love to have more and more subscribers every single week. It's wonderful seeing the podcast audience grow. And, you know, tell your friends about the podcast. Let them know about Her Ambitious Career and all the amazing things going on in the show. And if you're looking for support in your career more directly and more immediately, then 100%, you know, we run all sorts of coaching programs in personal branding, in strategic thinking, critical thinking. We talked a little bit about critical thinking today, in influential communication skills, in leadership skills. So yeah, come and have a look at what we're doing and check us out, you know, have a look at what we're doing. You can go to our website, illuminategrowth.com.au. We are based in Australia. Our clients are global. Our clients are all over the place, which I love as well, because it kind of creates this wonderful melting pot of experience and different ways of doing things, which I really, really enjoy from all my clients all the time. But if you also want to get hold of one of our downloads, then one of our most popular downloads is the 7 Habits of Female Execs Who Get Promoted. It is crammed with useful, strategic, practical ideas to help you raise your visibility and credibility within a company. And look, you know, some of those ideas are more simple and some of those ideas are more stretching. And I think the ideas are only useful if you actually apply them and if you actually decide how you want to take that into the real world and into the workplace. If they just stay on the piece of paper and you don't do anything with them, then they're no value really at all, apart from maybe sparking a little bit of a imagination in your mind. But it's really important that you take action. It's really important that you take behavior. Behavior is the key to success, because when we get behavior changes, then we get changed and new exciting results in our careers. I have so loved being here today. Look forward to our next episode, which will be coming out in a fortnight. I will speak to you then. Have the most fantastic time at work, celebrating every single win, learning, exploration that you go through individually, but also with your team. And I will see you really, really soon.